Good morning. This is Robert Woolsey, news director here at KCAW, and it's Tuesday morning, and it's time to talk about Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio. And joining me over the phone is Daily Sitka Sentinel Sports editor Klaus Stolpe. Good morning, Klaus.
Good morning.
Just right off the bat, I wanted to ask you if you went to Sitka High Senior Night for wrestling at the Performing Arts Center.
Yes, and it was quite an extravaganza. It's the first time it's ever been held at the PAC, and they want to do more of this at the PAC, and that's going to be kind of interesting. You know, you're up on the stage, there's a lot of bright lights, and you look out into this vast auditorium of seats and hopefully faces, and it was a very good time. Very good time.
I saw some of the pictures on social media, and it just looked amazing. They had the score projected up on the scrim behind the mat.
When they were warming up, they flashed these huge photos on the screen in the background of the seniors growing up through the ages, you know, and so that was really cool, trying to get some photos of that with everyone warming up, and then once the matches started, they had the scores live right behind, so you could follow it really easily. It was like one of the easiest events to cover of the season.
Wow. And I guess some of these guys on the Sitka team, they have been wrestling basically their whole careers in school, right?
Now, almost all of them have been wrestling 11 to 13 years, and that was really, really neat. I mean, to see an athlete stick with a sport that, even when you start as a little kid, it's a grueling, rough sport, and to stick through it all the way through high school, it's kind of fun to watch. You know, and on that note, what I've noticed this year about wrestling, and this is by no means to put it down at all. It's an exciting, wonderful sport, and it used to be really big. And now when you go to an event, you look around and you're like wondering, where are all the fans? Where are, you know, there's some empty seats and stuff, and it's hard for me to fathom, just because if you like athletics, if you like team sports and individual sports, wrestling's a great one to watch.
Wrestling, I guess, is sort of the loneliest sport on the mat, but that doesn't mean that your friends and family can't come out and watch.
Yeah, you know, you figure there's a multitude of weight classes, and so you have to figure that every wrestler has at least one buddy. And if you go by Facebook, they have thousands. So you would expect someone to come in and just say, hey, I went to your meet the other night. That is pretty cool. I understand there's other things going on and other distractions. But, man, how fun was that to watch these kids get out there? And one side you got Edgecombe. On the other side you've got Sitka. Out in front you've got all these seats out there waiting. And you know, there's two referees on the mat, and it's one wrestler against one wrestler. But it's a whole team sport behind them, because you're competing for that for your team. So a lot of fun.
Yeah, and innovative use of the Performing Arts Center as well. Just before we move on to other things, Klaus, I wonder, this was a dual meet between Mount Edgecombe and Sitka High. Did you get any sense of how these teams will stack up in the regional wrestling meet?
It's going to be really fun to watch them continue on. Right now, Mount Edgecombe's Haley Osborne, he has just not found anyone that's going to give him a tough contest in Southeast, let alone in, you know, I don't want to say all of 3A in the state, but you know, he continues to be undefeated. Sitka, you know, Jacob Gagne, he's a senior kid, and you know, he's been very tough for anyone to beat locally. You just can go on and on. These two teams, they just battle each other down to the wire. And you know, someone gets stuck in a move early and they're out, but that by no means, you know, does that mean that they are not as talented. So there's a lot of action that's going to go on by the time they get to region.
All right, and that'll be December 8th, and then the state wrestling meet will be December 14th and 15th.
Yeah, so. December 14th and 15th. And that'll be a lot of fun, because you're going to have, at least three or four top wrestlers in each division from around the state, from the little communities right on up to the bigger 3A schools.
All right. Well, we'll be waiting to hear what you have to say about that, Klaus, when it happens. In the meantime, let's talk a little bit about getting outside this time of year. I know it's starting to get dark and it's getting a little colder and a little wetter, but you're sort of an outdoor endurance athlete in your own right, an ultra marathon runner. What sort of inspiration do you have for the rest of us to keep us going this time of year?
Well, if you use trick or treating as your excuse to get out this into the holidays, well, you might want to listen a little bit more. We are getting into that time of year where if you're working a 9-to-4 a 9-to-5 or an 8-to-4 job, probably getting up in the dark and you're coming home in the dark. So the dark shouldn't fear getting outside when it's a little twilight or a little dark. There's some basic things you just need to know. I think even if you just get out for lunch for 15 minutes, you're getting outside, you're getting revitalized. I would suggest doing something early in the morning or when you get off of work late in the evening. Sitka seems to have a great little trail system right off the highway if you don't like being on the highway. You also have the opportunity to get up in the mountains a little more. And the first thing I suggest is telling someone what you're going to do. And that could be friends, family, coworkers, just so someone knows you're going to take a walk or you're going to, take a hike, you're going to take a small run. And then when you get back, you just say, hey, I'm back. Easy enough. Another thing you need to know is you need some type of lighting device. Even if you're going out in the day and you expect to be back, I always pack a headlamp and a hand torch. A hand torch is basically a flashlight. I learned that when I was running a race in Canada. They said, you have to have a hand torch. And I was like, oh, my God, what is that? Well, it's a flashlight. And then a reflective clothing, that's easy enough to obtain. And then you want to dress appropriately. I actually go out dressed a little cold because I know once I start moving, I'm going to warm up. And then I also have, I wear a running vest that allows me a little more space to put my backup gear or a warmer shell or in it that I can just throw on if it's too bad.
And do you have to have, like, waterproof running shoes, or what do you do, Klaus?
I actually have both styles, but, this is Alaska. Nothing is 100% waterproof. I'll just wear my regular running, my summer shoes, just for the fact that if I'm only going out up to, say, 6 hours in that range, I know that, yeah, my feet are going to get wet, but then I'm going to be done, and I'll be home and safe. That means also that I will pack an extra pair of socks, a space blanket, or an emergency blanket just in case something happens. And I also have a small first aid kit and a fire starting kit, just because you never know what's going to happen. You might even come across someone on the trail that is in need of something else. So I basically carry, backup clothing and extra food and hydration.
That's for like a day trip on the weekend when you're out 6 hours, right?
Well, but even like after work, an hour in the dark on a trail, it can be quite an experience. The snow, snow falling, darkness, as long as you have some type of lighting device and you can see where you're going, it's a nice half hour, an hour to get away.
Klaus, I have to say, I am 110% with you on getting out, even in the nighttime after work in winter. I do it quite a lot. As a longtime resident of Sitka, I feel a little bit less anxious about bears in the midwinter, though I know that they can still be out there. But it's just a different kind of environment, especially when we get a little snow or a little frost, and the forest just seems brighter than it is this time of year when we're just getting rain and gray clouds and none of the white stuff yet.
Right, right. And another piece of equipment, well, actually two pieces that I find for the winter are just my go-tos. Even if I'm going running, I'll strap a pair of really light snowshoes to my pack. And I also take some hiking pole. And it's amazing, like if you're a dedicated workout, if you like to lift weights and that type of thing, getting outdoors with a pair of hiking sticks puts a whole nother strain on your upper body if you use them correctly, and it's just a great added workout. And then your snowshoes, you put those on, and you can go off, into this wonderland, and it's so amazing. It's less strain on your body, but you're still getting this workout you don't get from just typical running.
All right. So if I see you out alongside the road one day this winter, Klaus, and it's blowing snow, and I'll be sure to just drive on by and give you a little wave. I know that you don't want to be picked up.
Tip my headlamp to you.
Okay. As always, it's a pleasure. Klaus Stolpe is Sentinel Sports Editor. I'm Raven Radio News Director Robert Woolsey. This has been Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio.